Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 294. Today, Lissa says, I recently listened to a discussion about scenes and sequels on another podcast. The hosts were of the opinion that sequels can make or break a story. Do you think about scenes versus sequels, i.e. when a character is reacting to a scene, when you do your writing? In your opinion, what makes a good sequel? So just to catch those of you who aren't in the know on this particular bit of inside baseball terminology, scenes and sequels refers to a method of breaking down pacing so that you can see how a novel is breathing. Basically, scenes are when something proactive is happening, whether it's the character doing it or the world is doing it to the character. And the sequel is the breather where everyone is reacting to what has just happened and processing it and having great philosophical discussions about it and planning their next move. If you use this tool to break down novels, you'll find that different sorts of novels have different rhythms of pacing. If you think of scene as an upbeat and sequel as a downbeat, some novels will be bum, 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 and some will be bum, 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 and some are bum, 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 bum. Goodly variety, like you get in different genres of music and that sort of thing. The thing about this tool, Lissa, is it really is a tool for breaking work down rather than building work up. This isn't something you want to use to construct a piece of work. You may use it as a tool to figure out why something feels flat and like it's not moving, but it's an analytical tool at best and a destructive tool at worst. Like many things are, when you pull them apart to see how they work, you have to do a little putting back together again to get something that works. Using this technique to become aware of the rhythms of your writing is very useful for improving future projects. And being able to control rhythm and to hear the beat of the novel in your head as you're writing it, or to discover the beat as you're writing it and ride the groove, those are skills you develop through practice and through awareness. Doing it on the fly and trying to shoehorn what you're writing into a template defined by a beat, well, there are ways to do it. When I release my big book of formulas, probably sometime next year, it's taking me longer to put together than I thought, I'll be talking a lot in there about how to write to formula, and I'll do some things on the podcast to support that and give you an insight in. But I would caution against using this proactively, because what'll happen is you'll wind up essentially writing to a metronome. This isn't a bad thing in and of itself, but if you've ever been in a band or taken piano lessons or whatnot, when you're playing to a metronome, the best you can do is play perfectly. And art is not in the perfection. Art is in the slip and the groove around the beats. Whether you're talking about poetry or music or the sentence-to-sentence language of your books or the pulse and breathing rhythm of the book as a whole, you find your voice emerges and you accomplish more by what you do in the space between the beats and between the notes and how you slide on from one to another than by sticking perfectly on beat and whatnot. So I'd encourage you to keep the scenes and sequels technique in mind for trying to debug a book that's falling flat, but in terms of bringing it to the composition, I've never done that, and it doesn't strike me as a good idea. For what that's worth, your mileage may vary, but thank you very much for sending the question in. I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.